Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Welcome to Fistball Inside, the podcast magazine of the International Fistball Association. Yeah, it's the podcast after the competitions managers meeting in Birmingham, Alabama, to prepare the World Games 2022. And with me, as always, it's Chris, our Secretary General. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jan, and hello again, Fistball World.
Yeah, Chris, we are already on the way back leaving Birmingham after plenty of full days with new informations, with venue visits, all the things. What pops up to your mind when you think about these competition manager meeting and the upcoming World Games?
That's quite easy. That's only one thing. I'm really excited and I'm looking forward to the World Games next July. It will be really, really cool games and everyone should attend the games next July here in Birmingham, Alabama.
I can only echo that. It's my first time in Birmingham. You have already been here how many times?
It was the third time already.
Yeah, and it's the venue will be incredible. In the bus, in the Birmingham Southern College, the housings are next to the arena and the grandstands of the arena could be filled with plenty of fans. So there is opportunities, there is really a cool city with a big history, and we have explored a little bit of that. Where should we start? Telling a little bit about the story we did in Birmingham.
I would start right with the information for the athletes and for spectators. Let's start at the venue, probably. You mentioned a few things for the athletes and all the officials. I guess that will be really, really cool that, there's the motto, live where you work or live where you play. And as you said, Jan, the stay of the athletes is next to the fistball competition area. The dining area is there as well. And not only the fistball players are located at the Birmingham Southern College, there are much more athletes from different sports. It will feel like the Olympic Village, I would say.
Definitely, and there are two Olympic Village, to name it that way, or two World Games villages. That's the University of Alabama. That's another location, but within our campus there are I think at least 10 different sports located, and this is also the venue for example for the sports of wushu and jiu-jitsu and karate, and orienteering also has competitions there. So there will be plenty of by walking athletes, by walking sportsmen and women who will probably join also our competition for fistball. So it's a little bit, let's say it's 10 minutes from downtown, but it's really nearby. Talking about American distances, it's just around the corner.
10 minutes in a maximum, if highway is free, it's just 5 to 6 minutes, I would say. And there's a transportation system, a shuttle is permanent going between BSC, Birmingham Southern College, and downtown to the World Games Plaza, so all athletes and officials will have the chance to attend all the other things located in Birmingham in the city center.
Definitely, and in the city center, that's also where we have been next to during the last days. It's a protective stadium. That's the place of the opening and the closing ceremony. Really a show you should look for, and you should just arrive in time on the opening day of the 7th of July. It's at 8 p.m. the show you have definitely to attend. We have seen some of the visions for that opening ceremony, a great stage, many musicians, a great story they will tell, because there is a story to be told in Birmingham. But let's, before we come to the story of Birmingham, a little bit more focus on the venue. What else should we mention? Two fields of play?
We have two fields of play, of course, some warm-up courts, the two match courts, They are located not next to each other. There's a small distance in between of, I would say, 300 to 400 meters. But of course, everything is prepared to offer the athletes the best conditions possible. And
this, the good thing is, with these courts not being really next to each other, there are two presenters, there are two really music directors taking care of that both pitches are on the same, not the real same level, but with grandstands both, with presentations, and that's really a cool thing.
Yeah, on the center court number one, there's also a big video LED screen. We will get an awesome live TV coverage starting from the semifinals, and we are still working that also the preliminary matches on court number one will be broadcasted live for all of you staying at home. And yeah, that's why I'm looking forward to the World Games next July.
And currently these both pitches are used, one is used for women's soccer, college soccer, like they name it here, is really popular, and many other sport venues and many other teams in that college are really on a high level. Basketball, for example, where we will use their changing rooms. So it's, yeah, it's not everything is nearby, but it's in walking distance. It's really it's a big campus, and everything is just within the campus. Also the Caterina, the catering.
Indeed, yeah. So I would say it will be a little bit different than all our FISBOL athletes knows it from other events, but it will be really cool. And it will be a cool experience for all of them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and there's a lake also inside. It's a really a well-feeling atmosphere they can look forward to. Yeah.
It's a cool flair there, very young flair, I would say. And in July it will be very crowded. Many people will be there, and yeah, probably the feeling will be more like at a festival, probably.
Yeah, but no students. The students have their time out at that time,
yeah.
And so all the housings will be filled with the athletes, and also the accommodation for the referees and the other officials is within the campus. So that's everything really close by. And due to the fact that we have a morning session and an afternoon session, at least in the preliminary round, there will be plenty of time with the fact that we have just one match per day per team to explore the city and to really see the history and feel the history of Birmingham. That's also what we did during the last days. We visited several locations, really must-see locations, like the 16th Street Baptist Church and the Civil Rights Institute, locations. You will feel how the world was totally different 50 years ago. And even there's a connection to this time, the Black Lives Matter movement. That's also very much located in the city.
Yeah, amazing history, interesting history. The Civil Rights Museum was one of my highlights, I would say. And yeah, it made me speechless. That's the best description, I would say.
What would you like to tell about the Barber Vintage Motorsport Museum?
Incredible museum. I'm not used to go to that many museums, to be honest, but it's worth going to the museums right here in Birmingham or Alabama in general. The Barber Motorcycle Museum, I've never seen such a museum before. More than 1,200 different motorcycles from the different decades. Wow, it was so amazing being there. And also Formula One vehicles, old Lotus Formula One vehicles, so really interesting. Even if you're not interested in motorsport, that was really, really cool to go there.
And this will also be one of the locations for one of the sports. It's Air Sport, which is located next to that, because there's a track also, an IndyCar racetrack, and we learned much about that. What else should we mention for the moment? Really great expectations, great shows that have been announced. We will keep you up informed about all the details. We would like to produce the next bulletin with more detailed information, let's say at the beginning of next year. That's probably the time, as soon as possible. Let's do it as that way.
What to mention more from Birmingham, I would say to summarize, really cool games. The last World Games edition 2017 has been the media games. The editions before were the games with a really cool flair, I would say, and the aim of the Birmingham Organizing Committee and IWJ, the World Games Association, is to combine all these things from the past. So it will be the media games and the cool flair games, I would translate it. And that's why I'm really happy to be part of the organizing team from the FISBOL side, and I only can recommend everyone to join us for the World Games next year. And yeah, it's still a plenty of work for us, of course, but...
And it's a plenty of work also for our listeners, because once again, the World Games Association and the media department, they wrote on our list to be done that they only can really share and promote the stories of you athletes going to the World Games if they know about that. The Americans' way of really anticipating sport, it's a little bit different. It's more about storytelling, and there are plenty of stories also in the FISBOL community to be told on the way to Birmingham. The Road to Birmingham hashtag should be used on every post you do, our FISBOL community is doing, and we need you to really make our sport happen in the TV stations in the United States. And there will be possibilities, we have learned about that.
Indeed, yeah, very important topic. First of all, there's a cool broadcasting within the US. It's on CBS Network. There's a big coverage of the World Games, and the IWGA is still working on selling TV rights also to other areas of the world, and I'm pretty sure there will be a good, very good TV presence in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, for example, or in Europe in general, as well as in South America, which are our core markets, I would say. And the aim is to bring the World Games in every part, in every country of the world, so every one of our listeners can look forward. And I'm hoping and crossing my fingers that also our FISBOL matches will be live broadcasted in as many countries as possible.
And I think from the TV perspective, the highlight is this 1 hour daily show on CBS on that TV channel. It might be old fashioned because it's not the digital way, but this is with the broad spectators numbers. It's incredible. If we manage to go there with one of the highlights during the 10 days of competition, it's really cool.
Yeah, there will be a 24/7 live streaming on Olympic Channel. So the World Games are not only FISBOL, it's in total, I guess, 32 different sports. Plenty to see here, and plenty to explore, and for all sport lovers, many different sports to explore.
For the moment, we are back on our way to Atlanta, where you landed, which probably might be the destination where many of the Europeans fly in, because it's close by, it's 2.5 hours. Now we are with a rental car back to the airport, and yeah, that's time to say a little bit goodbye to Birmingham. I'm looking forward to see you again. And as always, at the end, and don't forget,
together
we are
FISBOL!
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, Das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.